tweet at Today SOR.
Well, it's up on News Now, RTE News Now. Taoiseach Leo Varadkar expected to ask President to dissolve the Dáil today, with the 7th of February likely election date. And I see my colleague Micheál Lehane has filed in our own system. He's quoting senior political sources on this story. It'll mark the beginning of the general election campaign, with voters set to go to the polls on February the 7th. After the cabinet meeting, which is still ongoing, the Taoiseach will brief the opposition leaders. He will then make a statement before travelling to Áras Nuachtarán to hold a short meeting with President Michael D. Higgins. Now to farming matters. And as you know, there was a big tractor protest in the centre of Dublin just before Christmas, organised by the Individual Farmers Organisation. And it looks like that there's going to be another one tomorrow. On the line is Daniel Long from the Individual Farmers Organisation, which, as I said, organised the last tractor protest. Good morning, Daniel Long. What's planned for tomorrow?
Good morning, Sean. I suppose we're the same group that was there before Christmas. We're planning to meet in Dublin at 2 p.m. tomorrow. It'll be a significantly larger protest. There are people coming from all sides of the country, tractors, people on foot, you name it. And I suppose they're there to put out that a lot of the issues that we had the last time don't seem to be resolved and don't seem to be progressing.
Well, if you're going to converge, as you did the last time, in and around the city centre, with particular emphasis on Kildare Street, Leinster House, there's going to be nobody in Leinster House now. The Dáil is going to be dissolved.
As I said, we're not in control of what's going on inside in Leinster House, but I suppose we're still there to make our point. And I assume a lot of the political parties will be out there to try and sell their stall of how they intend to change things, and we'll be prepared there. We'll be there with an open ear to listen. But regardless of a general election or not, the immediate issues that farmers face are still there.
Why do you feel the need to protest again? I mean, the farmers and the factories are around the table, and there's Michael Dowling is chairing those discussions about prices.
There is still a major gap on beef price. There's still a major gap between ourselves and Europe. Retailers came, which we were glad to see that they did come to the table. Some of the specifications, like the 30 months and the 4 movements, all bar Tesco said they didn't have an issue with. The processors were at length during the protest to say that they were a retailer specification. I suppose farmers have a lot of questions, like, is that who actually requires these specifications on the cattle? And they are effective. They're felt to be a price-controlling measure being put on by processors on farmers.
Are you expecting many more people to turn up tomorrow?
We would think the numbers will be significantly larger, yeah.
And how long are you going to be there for?
It's unknown at this stage. Like, I'd imagine they'll be there tomorrow anyway. I said it'll be, at the moment we can't really comment on that. Like,
but do you know? I mean, is it just that you know and you won't tell me?
Yeah, at the moment we're not going to comment on that at the moment, but like, we'll be there definitely tomorrow.
Definitely tomorrow. Okay. Yeah. Just one other thing. As it happens, I'll be talking to the new president of the IFA just in a few minutes, Tim Cullinan. Yeah. Where do you see the IFA in all of this?
Nobody wants splinter groups. Farm organisations, established farm organisations, like, the less voices that are there, probably better. But like, I suppose the IFA really do need to stand up, and they need to start. Farmers feel like the task force is a talking shop. Like, they feel that they need to stand up with action more than words and actually deliver results for farmers. Like, at the end of the day, we can talk about the problems, but it's bottom line that counts for farmers. It's the check at the end of the day. It's the money.
Okay. Daniel Long of the Individual Farmers Organisation, thank you very much. We'll be talking, in fact, to the new IFA president, Tim Cullinan, after this break.
Today with Sean O'Rourke on RTE Radio 1.